was on our beds and everywhere. In case you guys were wondering, there were bugs everywhere. Okay. It's a long ride.
I like the Lion King. I love the Lion King.
Come on, Bri, so, you know, we have to keep it entertaining. Who is that?
Ah, that's really cute.
Thanks, it's my niece. Everybody. Niece Nicole, everybody. Okay, so with that, we will introduce our missionaries and... So Emmanuel, Mark, Mary, and Marina, they all went to the Mexico mission trip and had a great time there. Are you guys going to... We're going to... I went also.
Well, Yo Tengo Gusto is the first song we sing, and it's basically, I've got the joy, 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 joy down my heart in Spanish. So we learned that for the trip.
You can stand and clap and do whatever you want. Just help us out because we don't like singing songs.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Why? Why? Because Jesus is my Savior. And then we like switched the words. So first it was joy, and then peace, and then
happiness,
or happiness, and then the three together. Okay.
Wait, so I don't. Is there a natural topic structure already established there that you guys go to? Or did you just go to like a random town?
No, we go with something called an AIM organization, Adventures and Mission. And they're an organization that's been there for a very long time. And they set up mission trips for like junior high and high schoolers and stuff like that. And we go with them. So, and that's why a lot of the stuff, if you were to look, a lot of the songs and stuff aren't exactly like our topic church songs. But we actually, we have a guy there. He's like a musician or a praise and worship leader that travels all over the country. So they bring him in, and it's kids from all over the country. It's not just us. So we meet with like all, we're obviously the only Orthodox church there, but there's like a lot of other churches. And basically, you know, we share like, we do something called debriefing at night, which everybody, like you saw, we did construction, right? We did something called VBS, which is Vacation Bible School for the little kids. We did something called ATL, Ask the Lord. We did prayer walking, where you just walk and stand and pray and then knock on someone's house and go and pray with them. So we did a lot, there's a lot of different things going on in mission trips, and they're the ones that actually set us up. We just kind of join with them. We go through like 5 weeks of training before we go on a mission trip. So every Saturday or something, we spend about an hour or two learning the culture, you know, learning some of the phrases.
What are the precautions people are taking?
That was our theme song.
Yeah, there were a couple songs that we sang a lot.
But we just really, by the end of the mission trip, everybody was singing with us. And even the people that were there, the Mexican people, just, they were all singing with us. So I really made our theme song. Lift Jesus higher.
Lift him up.
Lift Jesus higher.
Lift him up. Lift him up for the world to see. He said it, God, be lifted up from the earth. I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said it, God, be lifted up from the earth. I will draw all men unto me. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan that it could be mine. Victory today is mine. Peace is mine. Peace is mine. The peace of the Lord is mine. I told Satan that it could be mine. The peace of the Lord is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. The joy of the Lord is mine. I told Satan that it could be mine. The joy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Tell me, who can stand before us when we call on his great name? Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory.
One thing I learned was how if God really wants you to do something, he'll give you the strength to do it. And also, I felt like I was living out the passage that says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. There was one time when we were working at the church, they told us to take these bits of cement and carry them up to a room upstairs, and they were really, really heavy. And then one guy, he just started singing, and we thought he was crazy because he was wasting his energy. And he told us to try it, and we started singing with him. We found out we actually got stronger, and we had more energy, and we forgot about how heavy the cement was. And so, and we all had the little stuff.
Okay. I went to the mission trip, I was clueless where I was going, and what's going to happen, the language and the culture, I was confused, but like, as soon as I got off the plane, I knew, like, okay, so far so good. And, got to Mexico, it was, went to Texas, and we went to Mexico, and then, as soon as we got off the bus, you know, we got to the destination stuff. And, you know, I've never felt like, you know, I've never experienced, like, stepping out of my comfort zone. So I was like, it was my first time experiencing, like, stepping out of my comfort zone. As soon as I got off the bus, next thing you find, I'm like, all I see is a place in front of me, bugs, and, like, the bugs are, like, this big, and, like, they just come on you, like, crazy. As soon as you get off the bus, it's like, oh, there's American people coming up, you know, just right there. And, it was kind of scary, you know, because first three nights, actually, we were, like, going nuts on those things. We took showers with them, ate with them, slept with them, we did everything. Alright, but like by the end of your mission trip, we were like, you know, we started putting them in those tents. So it was crazy, because like there was, and then like, we had to spray, you know how to get off, you know, the off spray. It was basically food to them, okay? It didn't work.
And
when we put it, they came. When we didn't put it, they just left. So it was crazy, but like, it was kind of a cool experience, you know, stepping out of the comfort zone. It's like, at the beginning it's kind of hard, but then when you actually get to, like, you keep going, doing the same thing over and over again, you would actually get, like, by the end of the week, I really didn't want to come back here. I was like, you know, just going to stay back here. And it was pretty cool. So, yeah, it's definitely worth considering.
For Mexico, I think my biggest thing was learning not to be selfish. And I remember going there, and I was really scared my first night, and all I wanted to do was go home. And like he was saying, it was just like insect infested. And, like I ended up going to the hospital because my legs were all bitten up and stuff. And all I could think about the whole time was myself. And just like I'm in pain, and I wasn't in groups with my friends, and I felt like I couldn't talk to anybody. And then there was a sermon one night where somebody said, it was like, I don't know if it's me, but he who is in ministry, the ministry is up in the world. Is that
Pink Floyd?
Probably somewhere. But I mean, that had, I guess, that had a really big impact on me, and it just kind of reminded me that I was there for the glory of God, not for myself. And I had to learn to like, push away all the things that were keeping me from doing what I had to do. And I was afraid to talk to people in the cities because I didn't want to embarrass myself. And I was like, well, if God is giving me the wisdom to say things to people and he sent me here, then how can I put myself down and think that what I'm going to say isn't going to be worth it? So for me, it was just kind of learning not to focus on myself and my needs, just to focus on my mission.
Okay, so one thing that I was really thinking about through most of the trip is something that Abona Anthony told us before we went. He said, like, missions, like, doing a mission is not something you just go and do. It's like a lifestyle, it's how you live. So you're not supposed to just, like, go over there for a week and just serve and do and serve after 1 week and come back and do nothing. You have to, like, kind of, you should always be doing any actions. Like, even in the Bible, Acts says something like, you start serving in Jerusalem and then you go up to Israel. So first you gotta start by like serving your job before you can go and then serve other people. Because that's something that I did struggle with. I thought it was definitely a lot of fun to go over there and serve. But when I came back, I was like, yeah, but I'm back home, I do my normal things, I don't like doing like it wasn't easy for me, so I didn't do it. So this happens after every trip. You go there and you come back and you do nothing. So one thing that I really struggled with is keeping that spirit that we had over at Mexico, keeping going with the people, serving my friends, my people, like, people here, serving my, like, DC is, like, 2 minutes from here. We could go there and circle the town, we would probably go all the way to Mexico. And it's something you should always be doing,
Okay, so,
Mexico,
I think, was
actually, the best thing about mission trips is that you really do see a completely changed life after that. Once you go on a mission trip, it was my first time to go last year, and it really does change you. Like, it changes you big time. It just changes you to become, like, you see Jesus in everyone that you meet, you know? No matter, like, if they're poor or rich or no matter what they look like or whatever, it just becomes, like, you just see them, you know? And you just, your heart becomes, like, you know, burning to just serve everyone and anyone. And it just becomes, like, you know, Mark said, it really becomes a lifestyle. Obviously, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone and things like that, trust me, it wasn't easy. You know, it wasn't easy for us. Some of us are, we get grossed out, you know, just from sharing straws with people. So, like, we really had to kind of overcome a lot of our own little things that, you know, we have in our lives. But once you do that, the reward is just, I don't think anyone can really explain it to you. You just have to, like, experience it. So, we hope you guys enjoyed the presentation, and we are going to ask you guys, there's one duty that's going to, now that you've heard this, you have some homework to do, and that is that you guys really need to pray for us, because we're going on 2 mission trips this year, but that's telling you guys when we do the tour. July 28th through August 5th, high schoolers are going to go on to Chicago and New Orleans, and it's a huge challenge, just because it's, you know, here in the United States, I think that's more of a challenge, because we are a little bit in our comfort zone, but at the same time, we're not. So, we need you guys to really be praying for our youth here, that, you know, God can use them, and, you know, that we can obviously benefit spiritually, as well as try as much as possible to, you know, glorify God through the youth churches, okay? And next year, we'll tell you guys about it, hopefully you guys can join us. If we don't do another one, we could have a chance. Yeah, there's two things. There's AIM, and then there's MLC. MLC is here. It's a St. Mark-based nonprofit organization, Mission Life Center. And we have people that are, you know, dedicated to working with MLC. They actually do, like, a bit of, like, has training and things like that for us. But also AIM provides some training. So we kind of take the AIM training, top the kaizen a little bit, if you will, and then... So we kind of take the AIM book, we take an MLC book, we just go through training together. Basically, a lot of prayer goes into it too. We do, you know, the quiet time that we spoke about last night, we do a lot of that together, things like that. Any other questions?
How were you guys received over there by the Mexicans?
Some of them are like, whatever, you know, they like, just stay back from us. And some of us were like, they actually wanted to talk to us.
When we were in the church that we were helping out, doing all the construction with, they were probably the nicest people and kindest people I've ever met in my life. Like, it was a little bit harder going out into the random towns and just kind of talking to people because some of us didn't want to talk. Some of them didn't want to talk to us at all. But the people of the church, they made lunch for us every day. And by the end of the trip, all they could say was thank you. And they kept saying they wish they could have done more for us. And to me, that was like, it was amazing to hear them say that because we were there serving them, and yet they wanted to do all this stuff for us too. So they were so kind, and they like threw a party for us at the end. They were awesome.
Yeah, like every 5 seconds, they'd say thank you.
Yeah.
Every person you see in the church, they'd be like, thank you.
It's unbelievable. And one day, on a Sunday, they had their whole congregation go around to each of the missionaries and give everybody a hug to say thank you.
Yeah, every single person came up to us like every angel thing.
Yeah.
Well, like even the people that we went out to talk to, some people obviously just didn't want to talk to us, but there was this one lady that she literally just took into her house and she sat there talking to us for like a good hour, and like I learned so much from this lady. She was Christian and she just kept talking to us about like how much, about a lot of stuff about like. She's not talking to us about the unity of the church and how, like, we have to go out and like, join together as one body. So, like, I will always forget that. I'll always remember that way.
How was that language barrier, though, between, like, Spanish and English? How did you overcome it?
Like, they understood what we were trying to get. We used our own hand motions and, like, lots of us knew a little bit.
We had translators.
Yeah,
we had people that were, I mean, if we wanted to kind of share like a passage from the Bible or something like that.
He loves the kids, really.
Okay, it's the same in every church, actually, so.
We had a translator with us. They actually, like, shared a lot of the... They shared a lot of, you know, they were strong Christians as well, but this is their place. So they really wanted us to come. So people in Mexico don't really know that, like, people living in America know God at all, you know, and some of them are, but it's the kind of culture where, you know, a man is you know, married, they have, you know, 5 kids or something. So at night he goes to nightclubs and he drinks and gets drunk and sleeps around and does whatever he wants, and then in the morning he goes to church. You know what I mean? This is the normal kind of lifestyle that they have. And it's kind of sad because if you think about it, they're not really committed to Christ in any way. You know, they're kind of just, I'll just go to church just to kind of say check mark on, you know, God's, you know, what I have to do to please God, and then a check mark on my social life and what I have to do. So we try to kind of sit with them and tell them, you know, this is the time where you need to, like, just bring Jesus back in your life, in your home, in your family. And believe it or not, a lot of people are thirsty to hear that. Like, they really want it to do that.
Where did you guys stay there?
We have, that was the part about stepping out of our comfort zone. We had a, do you guys want to tell them? AIM
has, like, a building set up there because they actually do permanent mission work. And so they have kind of a dorm sort of area where all the girls were in one massive room and all the guys were in another huge room with bunk beds and stuff. And it was kind of in the middle of nowhere. And really, really.
What was your daily
like the schedule.
Daily.
You guys remember?
Like we woke up really early and we didn't quiet time.
Sometimes I'd pray at prayers, just for the Coptic Orthodox
people. We had breakfast, and then we'd have like a little, we'd all gather, and we'd sing songs, and we'd build things, and we'd just wake up and start groups, and do construction, and we'd go back, and we'd come back, and we'd sing.
After they ate dinner, like I told you guys earlier, it was many, many churches, so... How many girls do you say were in that dorm? Or in that building?
Like what?
There were,
like,
what, like, 500?
Like, at least 50 people in one room.
No, well, there's only one room for all the girls. So how many were in
all it? All the girls were probably, like, 100.
So, say 100, 200, because I think total was about 500 people.
Yeah.
So around 200 girls, all in one room.
Wait,
it's a huge room with bunk beds. But, like, for example,
it's like a hall.
Like
yeah.
A hall.
Yeah, it's like a big homeless shelter.
Basically, like an army base or something.
And, like, for example, the showers, you can only take one shower a day because they have limited water. And nobody can be, the shower can't go over 4 minutes long. You know, it was very like, the water, you can't waste water. It's very, like, it's not something that, over here, we take it for granted. Like, you know, you buy the bottled water,
it's
and
like
if there's a little bit left, you just, like, you know, throw it away.
It's
over there, it's almost like, this is precious, don't throw it away. They don't have clean water, so to give us clean water was like a big deal for them. You know what I mean? So
we did everything out of coolers, basically.
Yeah.
Like we brushed our teeth with water out of coolers. All the water we drank was out of coolers.
It's a huge change.
Everything.
But breathing part was when we all got back from the different, like, areas that we were. Like, some of us were doing vacation Bible school. Others were doing construction work. Others were doing, like, ask the Lord, prayer walk, door-to-door, all these kind of stuff that AIM has set for us. So we all come back, and then people that have, like, amazing stories, miracles that happen, answered prayers, things like that, they would get up and share with everybody sitting there. We had, like, a little bit of praise and worship, like you guys saw these songs that they taught us over there. And then it was like, you know, you have to sleep because you get up really early next day.
The groups that you spoke about, are those the groups that you said for you to
rotate? Rotate. Yeah. 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 And they send you, like, if you're going to Vacation Bible School, they tell you, on this day, your group is going to be talking about, like, the man born blind, you know? And so you have to be very creative because you're dealing with little kids. They don't understand English at all. And you can't really have a song, you can't really stand and have a skit in English with words and have someone translate it to them. Okay? So it was kind of like really, really hard. So we used one of the girls, Marae, she's not here, but she's very, very funny. She kind of went and put like a beard and she, you know, put glasses on and she went and she was doing one of these on the kids. So the little kids are sitting down and she's like hitting their faces. So when you interact with them, obviously, they're like, hey, little kids and stuff like that. Very, very, very cute. And so you kind of, you know their story that you're preparing, like, 3 months ahead. So you prepare it in a way that the little kids can actually receive it without using a lot of English. It's pretty cool. But yes, we all got a chance to do everything. Instruction work, ask the Lord, door-to-door prayer walk, everything. It was amazing. It was really good. Any questions?
How are you?
You mean the ones that were on the same mission as us? They, you don't actually feel like you're not part of it. Like, we all felt like we're one big family. If you guys noticed one of the pictures there were two guys that looked very Egyptian, and then there was one blonde kid in there. That kid, his name was Wes.
Yeah.
Wes.
I remember.
He loves us. I don't know why. He loved us. He hung out with us all the time. Our group always got up a lot earlier than anybody else to do quiet time.
Yeah,
and as we had prayers, he would get up with us, do quiet time with us, And sometimes, I don't know about if he did the agria, but like the girls did the agria prayer, so I don't know. But he was attached to us, and when we came back, he sent us a hat saying, "I miss you guys very much. Can you all sign the hat for me and send it back?" I mean, he was more, he woke up at, what was it, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning just to say goodbye. So yeah, I mean, we, over there, the people, obviously, everyone's going with the mentality of mission one. So you don't have time to, oh, I don't like him, I don't like her. Like, everybody's kind of working together. And
one full week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here?
Any questions? Any other questions? Yeah, I know. That's the question we were all asking us.
I'm trying to go to Africa next.
We'll see.
How often do you go to trips?
Every year.
Once a year. For high school, it's once a year.
And all
the junior high is once a year. College, I think, might have a little bit more. But they do little, like, many little trips. Like, you'll find a few people going to New Orleans different times a year and stuff like that. But definitely, like, around summertime is, like, the season of mission trips. And when we come back, and maybe you guys can join us for this, we have the entire church gets together and does,
what's it called?
Common Unity?
Yeah.
No. Well, what's it called?
It's kind of like a big like presentation sharing. Where everybody, like, from all different trips goes to
sharing. So basically, we all come, all wearing our t-shirts. So, for example, like, we had these green t-shirts for Mexico. The people that went to Africa had brown shirts. People that went to Philly had red shirts.
And then New Orleans
had, like, blue shirts or something like that. So you see the entire church.
Colorful.
Very, like, all of us are wearing different colors. Obviously not the adults, but from junior high all the way up to college. And everybody gets up and shares. Like, maybe 2 or 3 people from every trip, and they share, like, how this trip, like, really changed their lives and what they learned and things like that. And we show, like, the videos that each trip made. So that's, we do that with the whole entire church. So if you guys want, maybe we can, you know, email you guys and tell you that we're having that. You guys can come down and just watch all the different mission trips. It's amazing. It's really amazing.